The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Again already this morning? Should I just take it off the hook?
Oh, no, you better answer it. It might be Mr. Dibble.
Well, if it's another crank, I'm just going to hang up for sure. Hello? Yeah. Mother! My goodness, is something wrong?
Did you bring in the morning paper?
Oh, Mother, now it's nothing to worry about. Oh, for heaven's sake. Hold on, Mother heard about it in Casson. Mrs. Nelson's brother lives here, and he called her about it, and she called Mother right away.
Oh, look, you're bringing the paper?
Yes, it's right there. I haven't had a chance to look at it and see if there's anything about it in there this morning. Mother? Now, look, it's all right.
Well, there's nothing on the front page, thank heaven. Expected a headline.
No, Mother. A goldfinch built a nest in our new house and laid 5 eggs. And everybody's upset because they don't want us to move the nest so the work can go on. Well, everybody.
Well, I don't see any more about it in the paper. Maybe the storm has died down.
Well, everybody, Mother, seems to be a bird lover.
Thank goodness. Workman,
Mr. Dibble, our general contractor, Humane Society, the bird watchers, even some of our friends have been very unpleasant about it.
Oh, 3 days.
It's in the paper. Look.
What?
Now, it's an editorial.
Oh. Well, I suppose even the editor is a bird lover.
Look, Mother. Listen to this. It has been brought to the attention of all of us by the Humane Society and the Ornithological Society that a local businessman in building a new home for himself threatens with extinction the home and family of a pair of beautiful goldfinches.
It's in the paper today again, Mother. An editorial. Yeah, read it louder so Mother can hear it on the phone. Get up closer.
Hello. I mean, the owner of the house apparently intends to remove the nest from the framing of his own new home, claiming that a delay of 21 days until the hatching of the eggs would be too costly. While we are all aware of the value of money, it seems to us that this man is putting monetary considerations before spiritual values. Spiritual values. How do you like that?
Is that the end?
No.
Listen, Mother.
Listen, let us hope it is not too late to remind this new home builder that even a small bird also deserves the right to a new home and to build it when and where he so desires.
Did you hear that, Mother? Paper this morning. Oh, we don't know what to do.
Well, I know what to do. I am tired of being intimidated. I cannot afford the delay, and that's that. I am calling Mr. Dibble right now and telling him to remove the nest and get those workmen back on the job.
Lots of things stop over summer weekends. Business offices and stores are closed. Cities are half deserted as people take off for the woods and the beaches. But however the week's routine changes, the news keeps right on happening. Heads of state make pronouncements that may change the face of the world. Humble citizens know triumph or tragedy. In a world of sports and entertainment, new stars and heroes flash into prominence. It's a ceaseless and fascinating stream of activity, and you can still be part of it no matter how the pattern of your life changes over the weekend. Your CBS radio-affiliated station is your listening post to all the world. CBS newsmen report on the happenings they're observing near and far. Skilled in collecting and evaluating the events of the day, CBS newsmen are famed for the way they bring in the news you need and want to know without burdening their reports with trivia. All through the weekend, there are regular and frequent newscasts here on CBS Radio by seasoned and distinguished newsmen who make up the CBS news staff. Make CBS Radio a part of your weekend and stay informed and aware wherever you may be.
Hi, dear. You're home early. Haven't even started dinner. Why don't you phone when you leave the office early? Then we could eat dinner, have a longer evening, dear.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Hi. I couldn't take it any longer at the office.
Take what?
Take Watt. Watt has dominated our lives for 3 days.
Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course, at the office, everybody asked about that bird, and what had I done? Well, I told them what I had done. I had called Dibble this morning and told him to remove the nest. Boy, you should have seen Miss Winters all day. Her eyes filled with tears as she sat out there typing her letters and blubbering and wiping the tears away. Every time I rang for her, she came in looking at me as though I were Bluebeard.
Editor of the paper called, wondered if we'd taken the action yet, and I said yes, and he said he was
Sorry to hear it.
Look, hasn't anybody got any sympathy for me?
Editor said he'd been swamped with phone calls from bird lovers, I guess. Even the mayor called up. Matter was brought up at a city council meeting.
City council?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't get it. It's beyond me. I don't know what's going on.
Well, two of the council members, it seems, are also members of the Birdwatcher Society.
Oh.
And apparently all this to-do over it has resulted in talk about a new city law where a homeowner will be required to delay building his home if it's going to upset a nesting bird.
Look, they'll never get a law like that passed. Everybody that hears about this is mad at me now. Yeah, but just let them have to spend some money because of a bird's nest. By golly, they'll be chirping a different tune.
No. Yeah. Of course.
Where's Betsy?
I took her over to Ann Lundell's. The kids in the neighborhood made her cry, got her all upset.
Why?
Well, nothing.
Why?
Well, they told her that her daddy was killing some little birds that hadn't even been born.
Oh, no.
That, you know, removing the nest and putting it in a different place, and the mama bird probably wouldn't be able to find them again, and Betsy wept and wept and wept.
Well,
Well, I talked to her. I think I made her feel better about it.
Oh, good. What'd you say?
Well, I asked her if she'd like a popsicle.
Oh.
Well, I took her mind off it, and I took her over to the Lundells. Why don't you go lie down, dear? I'll start dinner.
No, I don't want to lie down. I thought maybe I'd drive out to the place and... Well, I mean, see where the workmen put the nest and if the mother bird found where they put it. Well, I mean, I kind of got to thinking about that bird myself and feeling like a heel, which everybody thinks I am anyhow, so... Well, I don't know. I just thought I'd drive out there... Well, I know it's kind of silly. There's nothing I can do, but...
Get the baby. Put him in the back seat. I'll bring his bottle, and we'll come with you, dear.
Well, you didn't need to drive out here. Nothing to see.
Well, Mr. Dibble, where did the workman remove the nest to?
Right over there, that tree by the stone wall. Didn't want to put it too far away.
No, of course not.
But the mother bird can't seem to find it. And pretty sad thing. She's been flying around the house here. All the hammering and pounding that started in again didn't seem to scare her away. Nope. She'd fly in, kind of circle around that place in the stairway frame in there. Then she'd fly out, sort of frantically. 2 minutes later, she'd be back again.
Oh, dear, really?
Well, we all knew it had happened. But those were your orders. Remove the nest. And you're the boss.
Now, look here, Mr. Dibble. You know darn well we could not afford a 21 delay in 21-day delay in finishing this house. Not only that I couldn't afford it, what about the schedule with all the subcontractors?
Yeah, it's all true. But you can't help your feelings.
No, of course not. Well, my husband and I feel just as badly as everyone else. Believe me, Mr. Dibble.
That is right. Now, look, changing the subject, which I would certainly like to do, how much work was done on the house today?
Well, we got some of the siding done. The men didn't feel much like working. Didn't laugh or joke, where they generally do. Spirit kind of gone out of them. They all felt pretty bad.
Well, I appreciate their finer feelings over this bird's nest, but I would like to point out that it's costing me a pretty penny by the hour for labor. I'd also appreciate putting enough spirit back into them to get this house finished.
Well, that's a funny thing, Mr. Piper. You can't always regulate a human being. One thing money won't buy is goodwill. You can't get a man to work for you and do his best if you don't like it.
Well, look, I am very sorry they don't like me because of all this, but I didn't ask for all this trouble. I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah. Well, as I say, you're the boss. You'll have your own wrong. You can take my word for it, we're all going to try to get this job finished as soon as possible. Evening.
Nice to see you, Mr. Devil.
Good evening. I wouldn't sit on that keg of nails. It's all sawdust.
Oh, I don't care. Look at this mess. Raw boards, hardly tell where the doorways are. Doesn't seem to look like anything we had in mind when we decided to build a house.
Yeah.
All the money we're spending and all the trouble we've had.
Yeah. Now everybody in town hates me on top of everything else.
No, I don't think they hate you, dear. Anyhow, people forget quickly.
Even Mr. Dibble. You see, and the workmen want to get the house done quickly so they don't have to associate with me.
Remember, Mr. Rogers said building a house was a nerve-wracking experience, and we'd be lucky if we were all speaking when it was finished.
Yeah. Is this the dining room?
I think so. No, this is the front hall, isn't it? Yes, there's the front door. Isn't that the front door?
I don't know. At this point, I don't much care. Come on, let's get out of here.
All right. Let's walk over and see where they put the nest. Oh, honey, do you think maybe we could take the eggs and incubate them? If the mother doesn't come back?
No, look out. Watch where you're walking there. Don't trip over the lumber. No. We cannot incubate the eggs.
Look, there's the father bird. It's not a goldfish yet. Yellow with black tail and wings and black on his head. Yes, and there's the mother bird circling around. Honey,
I see. What good does it do if you can't find the nest?
Maybe they can't see it. Maybe the workmen didn't put it out enough in plain sight.
Well, it's got to be sheltered.
Yeah, I know, but here it is. Here, dear. Why, nobody could see this. Break that branch off a bit. There's plenty of shelter without it. And then that's cheap.
That's what?
Cheap. Go like that, dear.
I'm not going to go like that. What does that mean?
Pull that branch away so the mother bird sees the nest and we can at least try it. For heaven's sake, help me a little. It's your reputation that's at stake. And if people hate you now, it'll be worse if she never finds the nest. Come on now, cheep.
Look, I don't know what you think you're doing, but...
Come on, mother bird, come on. Come on, birdie, here are your eggs. Please, darling, come on.
I thought you'd like to know, Mr. Dibble, so you can call the workmen and relieve their minds. Yep. Mother bird found the nest, and they're all as happy as larks.
Goldfinches, you mean?
Yeah, Mr. Dibble, my wife says they're all as happy as goldfinches. Yeah. Well, don't ask me what we did or how it happened. I would have thought my wife would have scared them away. But we were carrying on, so I think the birds came over out of curiosity to see what the heck we were doing. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Dibble. Yeah, fine. Goodbye.
Well, now I think you better phone the paper and speak to the editor before any more editorials come out saying what no meaning you are.
Yeah. What are you throwing out?
Nothing.
Let me see that. What are you...
Oh, it's just an anonymous letter that came in the mail today. I didn't see any point in showing it to you.
Let me see.
Well, here, it's just written so badly.
Them who is mean to birds ought to be shot, and that means you. He's got some crackpot.
Of course.
Not even nerve enough to sign his name. You know, I've learned something out of all this.
What, dear?
All the hate that was engendered over something relatively unimportant. It's no wonder feelings run so high among countries where issues are so much more vital. It's frightening to feel that all that hatred directed against yourself, though, you know, makes you stop and think about quite a few things.
Mm-hmm. Know what you mean. Well, I'll get you some dinner. Maybe you'll feel a lot better.
Yeah, you women, you're just like my mother. You always think everything is solved by a good square meal. Well,
maybe it would be if everyone in the world had one.
You know, you're probably right. Uh-oh. Boy, it's nice to hear the phone ring and not feel somebody wanting to call your name.
Hello? Oh, yes, Mr. Yes, he's right here. Hold on. Mr. Llewellyn of the Birdwatcher Society.
Oh, Mr. Llewellyn. Well, I'm glad I got good news for him, or he probably burst into tears. Hello? Yep, good news. Mother found the nest. The mother bird found the nest in the new place. Yeah. Well, we were just out there, and I'd say she seems to be resting comfortably on the eggs. Yep, all is well, Mr. Llewellyn.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn with John Shelley and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.